The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Hour number three, Pharrell Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Great to have you with us on a midweek Wednesday. And because it is a midweek Wednesday and the encyclopedia of college football is here, I usually like to load up a big college football final hour for Joe. Like, he's been salivating at this. He's had to deal with huge NBA trades,
huge.
Me and Cam talking about the Ryder Cup. I mean, he's had a lot of things that he's had to deal with, but it's college football time now, Joe. I know that you're very excited for the slate this weekend. Maybe not as marquee and high-powered big name as last weekend's slate, but there are still some very good games on the card, Joe.
Huge games, Carver. I mean, we in the Big 12, we have Texas and Kansas, two undefeated top 25 battles. We have LSU and Ole Miss squaring off, Michigan State and Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan. You want me to keep going, guy? I mean, it's amazing how great this slate is. You know I'm chomping at the bit. And I'll tell you this, on top of it and how good Saturday's slate is, don't forget Friday. A little diamond in the rough in Provo, Cincinnati, and BYU. How about that?
That's not even the best game on Friday night.
Corvallis.
Because Utah and Oregon State is the best game on Friday night. As the Utes come to Corvallis to take on the Beavers, Joe. I definitely am going to have my eyes on that one, as I like the Beavers, as we will discuss momentarily here. So we have a lot to do here. I've got a lot of coaches for Joe. We're going to get him all gassed up and ready for the college football weekend. We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe, I'm going to start with what I think is maybe the biggest game on the card this week. You have a battle of unbeatens in the Big 12 heading to Austin as the Jayhawks. That's right, the Jayhawks, Joe. They're back, baby. Goodyear last year took a little bit of a jump. This year, 3-0 start. Where did it all begin for this Jayhawk crew? Maybe 2 years ago, Joe, when they went into Austin and beat the Longhorns. Things have been looking up for them ever since that day. Steve Sarkisian remembers it very well and will have it on his mind when the Jayhawks come to Austin this Saturday.
We're a resilient group. You know, I think externally it felt worse to some degree. You know, it hurts to lose any. As a competitor, it's never fun to lose. I don't care if it's, you know, ping pong, whatever it is, man. If you're going to compete at something, you're trying to win. And naturally in that game, we didn't play as good as we would have liked. They made some plays at critical moments. The game didn't go our way. But in a weird way, I'm kind of glad it happened, right? Because it exposed some warts in our program that needed to get removed. And if we hadn't removed those warts, we might not be where we are today in our program. And so sometimes, you know, not all storms come to cause, you know, issues in your life. Some storms come to clear the path. And I felt like that storm cleared a path for us on what we needed to do in our program to move forward.
Unbelievable.
You like that little weather analogy from Sark there at the end, Joe? Get the storms come to pass.
Yeah, get the Doppler out. All of a sudden, he became a motivational speaker like Tony Robbins. Can we stop with Sark? Just worry about knocking off Kansas and being undefeated, because you got the Red River rivalry in a couple of weeks. You do have to face Texas Tech at the end of the year, and we know that that's no easy task. They got knocked off in Lubbock last year by the Red Raiders, even though they're not playing well. A lot of big games on the docket for the Texas Longhorns, so it's just maintain that focus week to week, Sark, all right? Enough of the analogies.
Sure, that's all fine and good. Let's see, can they cover this? I think they're going to win this game, Joe. And Texas obviously getting a lot of juice right now. They're the third-ranked team in the country. 16.5, 60. This is actually now down to 61.5. Total's gone down a couple points since this morning, Joe. But 16.5, can they cover that? We know that Kansas, they can score some points.
They can. They have the quarterback in terms of Jalen Daniels. We saw them put up back-to-back weeks against Illinois and Nevada, 30-plus points. They came from behind against BYU, a very good BYU team that knocked off KJ Jefferson and Arkansas and Fayetteville. At the end of the day, I was very impressed, though, with the defensive effort, especially against the run for Texas and Baylor. That was a tough spot for Texas the last two times they were there. They lost. This front seven is playing very well. And let's not forget, last year, Bijan ran all over that front seven in Lawrence. It was the rushing attack that took over, not Quinn Ewers. So we'll see. If they can run it, they're going to cover that number. But, you know, you might want to take Kansas first half for that matchup.
Kansas first half there from the Encyclopedia of College Football. All right, Colorado has been the talk of college football. They finally hit a wall in Eugene last Saturday. Now they come home, another big national spotlight game, Joe. The big noon kickoff. They got USC coming in. It's a 10 a.m. local kick in Boulder for television. People starting to come out, maybe come after Dion a little bit after finally losing. That don't bother Dion. That don't bother Prime, Joe. He's been hearing people come after him his whole entire life.
And Dion, first time I saw you is at Clemson Death Valley back in the day.
Yeah.
And people were booing you. Your whole life, you've been divisive. People really
when
love you.
When I came out the wound, I was booing.
Right. Or they really don't, right?
Yeah. So,
and a lot of those don'ts have been very vocal this week. What's your message to them? And then what do you tell your locker room?
I don't have a message to detractors or haters. I don't have a message. I don't take my time to respond and to defend myself. Why would I do that? I'm giving you a microphone if I'm doing it. I'm giving you solace that you're in my life. I don't care. I really don't. So if it's been that way all my life, you would think that I'm used to it. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, and I keep going. So I'm good with that, man. I'm good with that. This is a comfortable place for me.
I love it, Joe. I hope Dion's around forever in college football.
He's great.
I think it's been great.
They're
not going to win this week. They're not going to win this
week. No, but the over looks right. We talked about it, the over.
Ooh.
It's up to 73.5. It's up to like maybe 74 as well by the time we get off the show. I will just say this. You saw the offensive line breakdown for Colorado. Would they have 5 sacks allowed against Oregon's front seven? That's a cause of concern. But I don't think USC's front seven is as dominant as the Ducks. Early kick, 2-star quarterbacks. They could potentially both light it up for 500-plus yards each. I'm going up the ladder over the 74.5.
So you think that Colorado will have more success against this USC defense than they did obviously last week against Oregon? I mean, there's only one way to go but up. But still, you think this is a game where Colorado can contribute to a big number like that?
Yeah, well, think about this. First-year head coach Kenny Dillingham and your former quarterback Drew Pine lit up USC for 28 points. You think Shador can eat in this ballgame?
If they get 28 points, game's going to go over 73.5. I'll tell you that much, Joe. Game's going to go over 73.5 if you get 20 points. For El Coast to Coast, we're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. BetMGM has you set up. $1,500 first bet offer. Bonus code SG1500. This is for all new BetMGM Sportsbook account users. Four easy steps. Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If it does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. That is BetMGM's first bet offer, up to $1,500 back. That is bonus code SG1500, SG1500. Okay, Joe, here we go. Let's keep rolling with the college. I want to go to Friday night because you mentioned BYU-Cincinnati. Great game. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The best game of Friday night is in Corvallis, as Utah is in to face the Beavers. And they haven't done well in Corvallis, Joe, by the way. They have not. The Beavers have taken care of business at home in this series. Now, Cam Rising all week last week, he was going to play, didn't play, against UCLA. So here we go again this week, Joe. Is Cam Rising going to be back in? Here's your boy, Kyle Whittingham. What do you call this guy, Joe? The Jaw? Here's the jaw.
Is there a plan to integrate one of the other quarterbacks into this week's offense package to increase production?
Yeah, we'd like to reintegrate Cam. We'll see if that happens. But like I said, there was it was more to it than the quarterback position. And Nate didn't play poorly. He, you know, his numbers were okay. We did turn the ball over once. But yeah, we got to find some ways, plural, to do a better job of moving the football. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Joe, they didn't move the football much against UCLA last week. Now, they won the game, so it is what it is. If this guy's healthy enough to play, and I know the jaw doesn't give you anything there. I mean, he didn't really give you a yes or a no on if Cam Rising's going to play. And he's one of the worst with this stuff when it comes to the cloak and dagger as to who's going to play or not. Their offense does need a little bit of a boost, Joe, if they're going to get to the places that they want to get to this year.
Yes, but they could. I think they could turn over DJU in this ball game. And DJU did not have a good game against Cam Ward in Pullman. Struggled a little bit, played from behind, and the way Washington State basically shut down the rushing attack, you got to believe that the front seven of Utah could do the same thing. They did it to Dante Moore last week. They built a 14-0 lead at home. Now, granted, Utah's won 17 straight home games, so they're only about a 500 ball club. 14-12 straight up on the road or on a neutral field since 2019. But that secondary matches up very well against DJU. So I think it's potentially a lower scoring game, but I'll still take the points with Utah, Carver. I think they're the more complete team. And even if Nate Johnson does play, he's athletic. The RPO game is in play. I think that could be a problem for Oregon State. Give me Utah plus the points.
Oregon State laying 3.5 right now. 44.5 is the total. It's a weird line to me, Joe. It's
Why?
A very weird line to me.
Why?
I don't know. Utah's the Mighty Utes. I mean, they're so much better. I mean, they're a top-end program, defending Pac-12 champs. What's up with the half? What's up with the half there? Why the half?
Oh, so you're saying it's
sucking you
don't
in,
even
Joe.
Play the game.
They're sucking you in. They're sucking you in with that half. I'm going to take
you.
Sucked you
in last
half.
Week.
I'm on the Beavers.
They stuck you in.
I'm on the Beavers.
Okay. You see, now you're upset.
I was on the Cougs last week.
You
love DJU. I had the Cougs last week.
Certain guys you attach
the
card to.
Washington
He's totally
State, a winner.
Please.
I don't attach my cart to anybody.
Back-to-back
I did
no
not
covers.
Last week.
Back-to-back no covers for Oregon State. Didn't cover
I
against
I was
San
on
Diego
Washington State,
State
last week.
Yeah, we were one.
We,
were
us,
one.
Us, them, we, us.
Don't start.
Ahead,
it's we. We'll be on air, by the way. I suggest people tune in tonight.
I'm laying the 3.5 with the Beavers.
Right, lay it.
I'm laying
the
3.5.
You know what? I don't want the points. Outright. All right? Outright.
Outright. Okay.
Yeah, no points.
Gas them up.
No points.
Gas them up. SEC game, noon kickoff east in Lexington for Kentucky and Florida, Joe. So, anybody worried that the Wildcat faithful would be ready for such an early kick on a Saturday? Coach Mark Stoops will not be worried about the Wildcat faithful. Here we go.
Our commission, the crowd, the last time before they played here, I think they had 8 legal procedure penalties. I think they very sustained the loud crowd from the whole event. Do you worry that a new crowd just has a hard time getting to that level?
I have great confidence in the people of Kentucky that can get up very early and pound some beers. Why would you disrespect this great state and the great people of it? You
know? How about that? Look at Coach Joe. He knows the deal. He knows everybody will be out there in the parking lot early, getting gassed up for the Gators to come to town. Kentucky is -1 right now. This has been moving the last couple of days. As we know, I'm interested to see where it gets by kickoff on Saturday. The total is a flat 44. I'm on Kentucky, Joe, here at home on Saturday.
You know, you might get me into this. This was a series that was dominated by Florida up until a few years ago, to really Mark Stoops became the coach and really elevated that program. Players like Terry Wilson back in the day. He only does is get transfer quarterbacks. Terry Wilson, you know, Will Levis, Devin Leary now, but he's winning now. The identity is they're just grinding games out. Here's the problem. I want to buy into Kentucky. I like the speed of Florida. I like Florida's rushing attack. But again, Graham Mertz in a big spot on the road. Terrible. That's the concern for back in Florida right here. I will say I lean to Florida, but I don't love it because of Mertz. That's a huge red flag for me.
I want no part of him. I'll take Kentucky, the better defense at home there with the early start with the Gators coming in. Georgia visits Auburn this week. Auburn coming off really a despicable performance at College Station against Texas A&M. Pathetic offensively. Here's head coach Hugh Freeze. I thought this was funny, Joe, just because I guess people, you know, the Auburn press was trying to gamble. Well, you know, it didn't take Kirby long to get things going at Georgia. Second year, of course, he went to the title game, and then he ends up winning the last two national championships after that. I don't know if they were trying to put a little pressure on Hugh or not, but Hugh actually didn't believe, Joe, that Kirby accomplished that so quickly. They had to quickly fact-check him.
I don't know how long it took him. I don't know. What did it take him, 3 years or so to get there, or 4 years? I don't know. Some of y'all could do the research. But his second year? That's – I don't know that that's accurate, but anyway.
No, it's accurate, Coach.
So he did it pretty fast then. That's pretty impressive. It's even more impressive.
I'll tell you what's going to be real impressive for Coach on Saturday, Joe. When Georgia keeps moving the scoreboard and his team doesn't, that's going to get real dizzy.
Well, let's
for him
just
on
say
Saturday
this:
at home at Jordan-Hare,
the SEC's longest and oldest rivalry. I think 120. It's great. It's for the annals. Let me just say this: Georgia has won 6 straight, the last 3 by an average margin of victory of 25. 0.6 points per game. Picked up this victory last year, 42-10. Still favor the Bulldogs. Why? Because the rushing attack has been getting going. A 189 against South Carolina, 190 against UAB. And when you have a defense in Auburn that allowed 209 on the ground to Texas A&M, and more importantly, only 56 passing yards in that ball game, you're completely one-dimensional. Georgia rolls.
I agree with you, Joe. Scary. I agree with you. I think Georgia.
Oh boy.
I think they're gonna take them out. 31-0, 38-0, 42-3. What'd you say last year? 42-10. I don't even think they'll be able to score.
Stop
against Georgia.
Stop.
That's
talking.
How bad the offense is.
Oh,
we'll come back. I got a couple more for you. Pharrell, coast to coast. Carver, Ryan, Joe, and for Scotty. We're back on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe, I've got a few more for you with the college football. I told you that I would load you up on Wednesdays with college football.
Love it.
And that is exactly what I am doing for you, getting you ready to go for this weekend. All right, Michigan, Joe. Michigan. Maybe not overly impressive through the first four games. They are 4-0. They haven't been covering. But they are going to hit the road for the first time this week on their way to Lincoln to take on Matt Rhule and the Huskers. Before we get there, though, Joe, I got to play this from Harbaugh because I laughed out loud when I watched it. So here's Jim. You know, he's been in the game for a long time. Comes home, has an early kick on Saturday. They beat up on Rutgers. Goes to the house. You know, he wants to sit down, Joe. He wants to watch a little Ohio State, Notre Dame. Here's Jim Harbaugh finding out about watching college football on television. This is amazing here. Here's Jim.
Yeah, dude, I was watching. My wife got this YouTube TV. It's like half the price of DirecTV. No offense, DirecTV. But we're over there at YouTube TV now. And, I mean, there's must be 150 games to watch. So, you know, I'm in hog heaven Saturday
heaven.
Night watching those games.
Did you like that?
Watching a lot of them. And then you can go back and watch them again. If you didn't watch the one, you can – it's like taped for you right there. I don't know if I learned anything, but, you know, just bouncing around watching a lot of football.
Wow.
Two things there, Joe. Number one, Harbaugh just discovered this weekend that there's a lot of college football games on TV, and he just discovered DVR, going back and watching games, rewinding a channel after it happened. What a weekend for Jim up there at the house in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, tough guy, huh? Tough guy. We'll see. I'm taking the points with Nebraska, plus the 17.5.
Joe gets right to the brass tacks.
Doesn't want the funny stuff. No,
doesn't care that Harbaugh doesn't know how to work a TV.
You know is?
Let's
He's
get to the bottom the line. I'm taking him with the 17.5.
He's
Let's
doing
just
the rope-a-dope. That's what he's doing. He's doing the rope-a-dope. He doesn't want to talk about the game, you know, like he's completely aloof and clueless. What's not clueless is that he tries to be like a blue-collar guy and wears $115 Lululemon pants. That's the difference in terms of Jim Harbaugh, his khakis, all right? I'll just say this. Nebraska could run the football. They're averaging 234 on the ground. Anthony Grant and that offense pounded the rock for over 300 against La Tech. The fact that the game is in Lincoln, Matt Rhule catching points, and Heinrich Harburg, the new quarterback for Nebraska. Heinrich Harburg, all right? 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, playing very well within the system. Listen, look for Matt Rhule to play out all the stops. And the last time Michigan was there a couple of years ago, they got pushed to the limit. They covered 32-29 in overtime. Very close game, though.
I like, Joe, I like the over in this game. 39.5 is what it's checking in right now. Yes, I do. Michigan has scored 30 points in every game. They've been pretty consistent with that. I'm not worried about the Nebraska defense. Like, you think that's some blue-collar unit? I watched Deion
14
in Colorado.
14 sacks on the year. Blue-collar. Blue-collar.
I watched Deion right. in Colorado cut them up a couple of weeks ago.
So
I'm not really too concerned. I've watched all these other teams move the football against them. Who they played the last few weeks? Northern Illinois? La Tech. Moving the football. Michigan is going to bust out this week.
Good. I'm
this
glad
is the
that
week Michigan breaks out.
Good. Yeah,
I don't
Nebraska
know if I want to lay the 17.5, but I think they can get the 39.5 by themselves.
Strong?
this week against Nebraska.
All right.
Yeah, I think they can lay it out by themselves.
Want to put a side bet on it, me and you? A little cup of coffee?
Side bet. What do you think, I'm going after you? Going after you here? I didn't think you can go ahead. You can take Nebraska.
You are going after me. Look at all these clips. We're rapid fire. Bing, bing, bing. The next guy. I see it in the holster.
Here's the next guy I got for you. This is the last one I got for you, all right? I know you like the Bulldogs on Saturday night in Stark, Vegas with Alabama coming to town. So, young Zach Arnett, of course, is the new head coach at Mississippi State, unfortunately taking over for Mike Leach. And he's got to face Nick Saban for the first time in his young coaching career. Seems like a pretty daunting task, especially after listening to him describe Nick Saban. Here we go.
I've not had many interactions other than just a hello or a greeting at head coaches meetings. I got to get back to the office and get to work at some point, so I can't give you all the reasons what makes him a great head coach, but, I mean, he knows the fundamentals, techniques, schematics of every position on the field on both sides of the ball. He's a tremendous recruiter. He hires
as NFL head coaches as
good of staffs as anywhere in the country who are good developers, they're good teachers of the game, and they're really good recruiters. He's probably as good as anyone at program management, overseeing everything that goes into putting together a winning culture and program. I mean, he's...
Anything else?
Seemed to me like he's probably the best to ever do it at the college level, so...
He even has the bottle of soda on the podium like Nick does at Alabama, Joe. He's even got that cooking for him there, Zach Arnett. That's a tough ask for Zach on Saturday night, Joe.
They've lost 14 straight to Alabama, okay? The last four by like 30 points per game, okay? 24, 24 and a half points per game. They lost 30-6 last year. Here's the issue.
Right.
There's no doubt that Alabama wins, all right? Jalen Milroe stepped up, second half adjustments. They did a fantastic job. He throws for 221, but more importantly, 17 to 21 completions in that ball game. At the end of the day, what is the weakness of Alabama? It's the secondary. They're giving up over 200 yards per game. They got cut up by Quinn Ewers. Jackson Dart put up 245. Will Rogers broke out for 487 last week. All right. Prior to that, his highest total was 224 in week number two. They put up over 500 yards almost through the air last week against South Carolina. I think it continues at home. They're a live dog at 9 o'clock. They're not going to win, but they're going to push this into the fourth quarter against Jalen Milroe. You wait and see.
You can't give me the Jackson Dart stuff. They scored 10 points last week. I can't.
They moved the football, Carver. They moved the football turnovers by Jackson Dart.
They didn't score. And who got those turnovers? Alabama defense got those turnovers.
We're going to see, Carver. Let's see.
You're picking
Vegas
a weird week, Joe, to go after Nick. You're picking a very weird week to go after.
Why am I picking a weird week? Why?
They always destroy this team. They always destroy this team.
2 weeks ago, you were saying, let me tell you, I'm putting it on record. This is a different Alabama team. I'm going after them.
Yeah, then they beat me down. They beat me down. I don't want to go after him anymore. I'm scared, Joe. I'm scared.
I know you are. You know what? I'm not scared. You stepped up last week. You mushed my Ole Miss pick. You jumped out on Monday. You couldn't wait to put that pick out.
Fast and loose. Fast and loose, how we played it last week.
Miss State is going to be within the number. Why is that line only 14.5?
Tell me. Well, I guess because Jalen Milroe is playing quarterback. That's why it's 14.5.
Oh, is that what it is?
Probably should be more.
You love them.
That's what
you
it
love
is. You love them. He's all a hump. Here we go, Joe. Here's some other games for you. Tell me quickly what you think. These are the Thursday and Friday games I have for you. Middle Tennessee State and Western Kentucky, Temple and Tulsa. Friday night, Louisville, NC State, Cincinnati, and BYU. I like BYU at home against Cincinnati, Joe.
All right. Well, tough game. Cincinnati laying a short number. I would lay it with Emory Jones. They went toe-to-toe with Oklahoma. pretty good team. They could run it as well. I like the over in Middle Tennessee State and Western Kentucky over the 60.5. Could only look to Tulsa against Temple. Temple is completely one-dimensional. They can't stop the run. Miami abused them at the point of attack last week, put up 41 points. I lean to the under of that ballgame as well. NC State-Louisville is an intriguing ballgame. It looks like it should be Louisville with Jeff Brohm, but this is a game where Brennan Armstrong and NC State potentially, I think, strikes the upset somehow, some way. Louisville in Raleigh, they struggle. Give me NC State in the upset.
Some Saturday games for you. Penn State visits Northwestern. Northwestern, of course, won a game last week. They beat Minnesota in overtime. Now they're catching almost four tutties to James Franklin and the crew. Texas A&M and Arkansas, the annual meeting at Jerry's World in Dallas. Of course, Connor Wegman could miss the rest of the year, Joe, with that foot injury. So it's going to be Johnson for the Aggies. Clemson visits Syracuse at the Dome. They need to get out of a funk, that's for sure. They were awful last week. Houston visits Texas Tech in the Donovan Smith Bowl. Baylor and UCF, first home Big 12 game for Central Florida.
Yeah, I like Central Florida, but I got to be honest with you. Laying 11.5 with Timmy McClain and that offense, completely one-dimensional in the second half, even though he broke out. I think Central Florida definitely wins, but somehow, some way, as bad and ugly as they are, Baylor potentially could probably run on them and cover that line. Carver, I can't go against Texas Tech. It's a no play, but if I had to bet it, I would take Donovan Smith with the points. I'm laying it with Clemson and Texas A&M and Arkansas, rivalry game dating back to the days of the Southwest Conference. No matter how good or how bad each team is, you always take the points with KJ Jefferson. That thing is constant. Jimbo, no way. I can't lay points with him.
KJ Jefferson has played well in this game, Joe, especially, what was that, 2 years ago where he went in and had a great game and knocked off Texas A&M. I'm on Arkansas again this Saturday there for that one. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast, we'll come back. We'll finish the college. Got a lot of baseball to do, too. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, I got one last rack of games, and then we got a lot of baseball to get into. Plenty of games tonight. LSU, after scraping by against Arkansas last week, now takes on Ole Miss, who, as you know, they're dead to me. LSU minus 2.5 as they head to the Grove there. Iowa State getting 20.5 at Oklahoma. South Carolina visits Tennessee. Pitt and Virginia Tech in an absolute take-the-under game in Blacksburg. I mean, honestly, who's going to score in that game? And Washington visits Arizona with Penix laying 18.5 on the road in Tucson.
Yeah, quickly, LSU has won 6 of the last 7. The problem with Ole Miss is only 56 yards on the ground last week, 3 of 14 in third down conversions. And Jaden Daniels is much more consistent right now than Jackson Dart. It only took one game, but Daniels, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1,200 passing yards. He threw for 4 tutties in terms of the win last week. I could only look to LSU. They won last year 45-20. And then I'm taking the points with Rocco Beck and Matt Campbell. They always play Oklahoma tough. They might not win, but catching 20.5 the week before Texas plays OU. Give me Iowa State. Love the points with Spencer Rattler and South Carolina. Everybody's talking about a revenge spot for Tennessee because of Hendon Hooker last year. The better quarterback right now happens to be Rattler. Give me South Carolina. And I didn't see the other two, but Vatek I like in the upset, and I'm taking the points with Arizona and Delora. They could throw the football 274 through the air. That's a game that Washington will win, but they will struggle on the road in Tucson. I'm telling you, yes.
Yeah, you thought that last week when they played Cal.
Well, Cal sucks.
You took Cal.
I was wrong about Cal.
Oh, well, now they do. After you took them last week,
yeah,
now
no
they suck.
I was wrong. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You'll be sitting here on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, with me on the radio Monday, and you'll be saying the same thing. Arizona sucks after they lose by 35.
I'm going with DeLore.
Penix is on a mission.
Yeah, you spoke to him.
Washington's on a mission.
You spoke to him last week, huh?
They're on a mission. Okay. And I'll tell you something else, too. That Oklahoma team, Joe, they're frauds. You just wait. I'm with you. I'm taking the 20.5 with Iowa State this week. They have played nobody so far, and they've been rubbing dirt in everyone's faces. And then they go to Cincinnati, who's not a good team, Joe. You know that. Cincinnati's not a big-time team this year. First Big 12 game, and Oklahoma, I mean, they could barely score against them. They will go 8-3, you know, 8-4, 9-3. They are not going to be some big-time 11-win team, 12-win team this year. I don't see it from Oklahoma and Dylan. Just like last year, Joe. Didn't they do this last year?
Started fast. This was the game that they fell off the grid. After they beat Nebraska, they went on a five-game losing streak.
Right. Well, I don't know if they're going to lose this game to Iowa State because I'm still not quite there with the Cyclones, but this is going to be the start. They're not going to cover this week. They're going to play this Texas game coming up. They're going to lose to them. They're going to lose to Kansas. They always lose to Kansas State. I don't know when they play Kansas State or if they do that. They always lose to them. It don't matter where the game is. They can never beat them. Things will go down for Oklahoma, Joe, eventually. They will.
All right,
Joe, there you go. College football. I said it, Joe. Go ahead.
You said it.
It's going to go down. I said it. All right, baseball, before we get out of here. Last night, the one game of significance was obviously the Mariners, who needed it in the worst way, beat the Astros 6-2. Kirby got in all kinds of problems in that first inning. Astros had the bases loaded. They could not bust it open. Eventually, the Mariners got going. Ty France, Joe, on Root Sports. Big homer.
France plugs this out to left center, rising back, gone! Ty France! A lightning bolt to make it 6-1. Welcome back, Ty France!
So there you go, Joe. That combined with the Rangers losing in Anaheim last night. So Seattle a half game back again of Houston for the final playoff spot in the American League. They are three back of Texas for the division. Texas is going to win the division. They'll find some way here over the next couple days, as Sunday being the last day of the regular season. But key game tonight, we'll give you the numbers momentarily. Seattle can jump back over Houston, and then Houston would be the team on the outside looking in the American League playoffs. Jays lost to the Yankees, so they are still where they were in terms of that second wild card spot. In the National League, the Phillies are in, Joe. They walked it off against the Pirates, 3-2 in 10, clinching a spot on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Bouncer back toward the middle, leaking into center field, a base hit. Pache's coming home, the throw to the plate, not in time! The Phillies are going back to the postseason! The rookie Johan Rojas with an RBI single here in the bottom of the 10th inning. They win it 3-2.
We're both on them, Joe. And look, they did it last year. It's probably going to be hard for them to do it again. But I think they're the team that could take down Atlanta, take down the Dodgers once again in the National League.
Who would have thought all they had to do was fire Joe Girardi a couple of years ago, right? And that was it?
True.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Trim the fat and we're running lean, baby. I mean, isn't that incredible? I mean, they play like a unit. They have great chemistry. They have great chemistry. This come the postseason, what do we say? We're Atlanta, teams that are all they do is win in the regular season. Come playoff time, you got to be leery because have they used up all their intensity and their mojo? That's the biggest thing that you worry about come playoff time with baseball.
The Cubs, Joe, they are still hanging on to the third spot in the NL wild card, but man, if they don't make it, they're going to look back at last night. They had a big lead in Atlanta, and they blow it in the eighth inning, and Suzuki dropped a fly ball in the outfield on Bally Sports South that gave the Braves a lead.
Murphy, shallow right center, but it hangs up in the air. Just missed it. And the comeback is complete in the most improbable of ways.
So the Cubs now, Joe, they're a half game up on Miami. Miami's playing two. They're down 4-0 in the first game of this doubleheader against the Mets out at Citi Field. Cincinnati is 1.5 back. They won against Cleveland last night, 11-7. The Diamondbacks won last night and this afternoon in Chicago. So they have some space now. They're 1.5 up on the Cubs for the second, and they're 2 overall up in terms of making the playoffs. So the Diamondbacks looking very good with a couple of days to go in the regular season. I did want to show you this, Joe, before we get into the games for tonight, and that is these teams have been making the playoffs, of course, every single year, and none of them are going to be here this year. That, of course, is the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Cardinals. None of them make it, Joe. It's the first time in 30 years one of them, at least, will not be in the playoffs. The Yankees, odds to miss the playoffs were plus 375, Cardinals plus 180, Red Sox minus 450. Cash all of those. None of them make the playoffs. There you go. How about that?
That's great. Parity is in baseball, right? I mean, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see all the same teams each and every year. Yankees, terror. What happened to Aaron Boone this year, huh? Mr. Analytics, huh? Couldn't get it done. No.
What happened to Aaron Boone this year? He's coming back, Joe. He's coming back, believe it or not. He's not going to go anywhere, amazingly. All right, let's rip through these games that matter tonight in baseball. The Reds are now only a game and a half back after two homers from L.A. De La Cruz last night. They have Abbott going against Shane, Don't Call Me Justin Bieber in Cleveland. Guardians are minus 125. Reds plus 105, flat 8. I'm on the Reds again, Joe. I'm a believer. They're going to hang around through the weekend.
Give me the Reds in the over. Light total, 8, 7.5. I'll take the over.
Reds in the over. The Yankees are in Toronto again tonight. Gerrit Cole and Jose Berrios. Now, this is going to be Cole's last start of the year, Joe. He's going to win the AL Cy Young. You'd like to think he's going to go out with a little bit of a bang. Yankees are plus 105. Jays minus 125. And a flat 7 tonight with Berrios and Cole.
Let's go under. Let's go Gerrit Cole. Is he close to 250 Ks? Do we get that?
You're not going to get it. He's not even close. I looked at that the other night for you. I was thinking about that when I was checking some stuff out. He's like 30 down, Joe. He's not getting 30 strikeouts tonight. The most he can get is 27, and that would be the greatest game ever pitched. He's not going to end up doing that tonight. So I'm sorry, Joe. You're going to have to rip that ticket up. The Marlins and the Mets, of course, are going to play the second game of a doubleheader. By the way, 6-0 Mets now as they just hit another homer. Johnny Cueto and Senga will go in the nightcap. With that one, the Mets are minus 130, Marlins plus 110, flat 8. Joe, you combine the fact that they're down 6-0 in game number one. They need the game so bad. I know Senga's going. He's been great at Citi Field. I have to take the Marlins tonight at plus 110 against the Mets.
All right, let's do that. Let's take the over. What do you think about that? Marlins and the over tonight.
If that game goes over, that means that Cueto got beat around. So I don't know if I want to go with that, considering my Marlins play. Glass now goes for the Rays. They're in Boston against the Red Sox. Bello goes there, minus 140 for the Rays. 7.5. No thank you for me, Joe.
I took the over. Over 8? You don't Oh, I mean, if I had a bet, I'm not betting that game. But if I had a bet, I would take the over.
Cubs need to bounce back after the drop fly ball. Jameson shots at Tyone in Atlanta. Vines goes for the Braves. Minus 160 for them. Plus 135 for the Cubs. 9.5. Going to the Cubs, Joe. Plus 135.
Nah, after last night, the way they lose, I would lay the 1.5. They're probably going to get blown out tonight.
Sheehan and Davis for the Dodgers and the Rockies in Colorado. The only number you care about, Joe, 12.5 the total tonight.
Yeah, but every time I bet a Colorado game, it goes under. So I can't tell. The Dodgers are busted with that one. I can only look to L.A.
Rangers trying to get a little closer to clinching the AL West. They have Dunning and Anaheim against the Angels. They're minus 160, 8.5 the total. -1.5 even money Rangers for me.
Yeah, but I would lay the 165. I don't feel good about the 1.5 runs tonight.
And, of course, the big game, the Astros have Framber Valdez going in the rubber match in Seattle. It'll be Bobby Miller for the Mariners, who are even money at home. I am taking them. It's minus 120 for Houston. Flat 8 the total. Want the Mariners tonight, Joe. I know Valdez is tough. I want them to get leapfrog back over Houston.
Playoff type of game, take the under 8 tonight, right? They've been right on that number in back-to-back nights.
Sad to tell you, Joe, the Giants have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. They have Manaea tonight against the Padres. Pick 'em here in San Francisco. The island of misfit toys lets you down going into the offseason.
Yeah, I would take the Padres. They're dead to me. I hope they implode in the offseason. That's it. Rip the team apart. They let me down. They were right there, Carver, playing good ball. What happened?
You know, there's a lot of good teams this year, Joe. I mean, look at this. We still got four teams for two spots, and they're not one of them right now. So, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. There are other games tonight, if you wish. Baltimore is as Washington again, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we'll pop them up when we come back before we get out of here. Coast to coast. Carver, I, and Joe, and for Scotty. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi here with you in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, before we get out of here, we do have those other baseball games. They are the games that really have absolutely nothing to play for in them, unless you've got some angles here, Joe. Washington and Baltimore, the Cardinals and the Brewers, A's, Twins, Pirates, Phillies. You know what? Good spot for the Pirates tonight, Joe. Phillies partied last night after clinching a playoff spot. They probably have, I haven't looked at the lineup yet. I'm sure they probably have a bunch of guys out. Probably a good spot to take the Pirates plus 110.
Yeah, I mean, and the under, right? Under eight tonight might be a look. You know, they want to get probably out of Dodge. I don't know. We'll see how it plays
playing
out.
Playing for nothing. Probably all are out till who knows what time celebrating the playoff. Because everything in baseball is a celebration. They celebrate every step of the way. It's not like in football where you really only have the big celebration at the end when you win the Super Bowl. In baseball, it's clinch a spot, win a wild card, win the division round. Like, they throw a full-scale clubhouse party after every single step of the way. So they must have had fun. Damian Lillard has put out a little tweet, Joe. The casuals won't be addressed, but the Trailblazers fans and city of Portland that I love truly will be, and they will be addressed truthfully. Stay tuned. Excited for my next chapter. Bucks. There you go. So I guess that means he's happy about it. Guess he's happy about it, I guess. Sounds
there
that way.
There you go.
Right? Dame time. Dame time,
Dame
Joe.
Time. 70 a night, baby. Involved. 70 a night.
70 a night. There it is. Joe, I will see you tonight, 8 East on Sports Grid Radio, for Carver and Lisi, as we will continue to get you ready for all of this week's action. We got to put together the parlay, Joe, for the Packers and the Lions tonight as well. We got to make sure we get that on the card. We have Scotty back tomorrow, of course, for a Thursday. Warren Sharp will be here to get you ready for the football weekend as well. Game Time Decisions is next. Pharrell Coast to Coast. Cash some tickets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.